I guess, what do we call it, a unique situation coming in next year? Talk a little bit about what you got lined up for the district.
Okay. In October 7th through the 9th, which is a Sunday through Tuesday, and we have teacher professional development on that Monday and Tuesday. I have brought in a group that we've invited called the Young Americans. And the Young Americans are a performing arts college in Southern California. And what they do is when they get to near the end of their college experience, they go on outreach tours. So some of them are international, Russia, Japan, Europe, those kinds of things. They also do tours within the United States on a three-year rotation. And next year is the Midwest tour. So they will come in. They will do a three-day workshop with our kids, doing different elements of music, vocal, dance, instrumental, even some things with acting and things like that. They're very passionate, high energy. At the end of the third day, we will have a public performance. The first half will be the Young Americans, and they are basically an off-Broadway quality performance that you'll see. And then the second half will be the students with the Young Americans, and they will put together a one-hour show based on what they've done over the 3 days.
What do you hope some of the Clinton students learn from this? Have you seen them before? You worked with them before in other districts?
Yes, I did. I observed them when I was at Danville, and then I had them there twice. Even though they do it through the medium of music, so much of this is about building confidence, self-esteem, getting students outside of their comfort zone and willing to take a chance. I think those are some of the biggest lessons. The passion that these students have, because they all aspire to get on TV, go to Broadway. I mean, that's their goals, to see the passion that they have and the drive. Hopefully will rub off on our kids. So I think a lot of those intangibles are the things that I really aspire, and I think will rub off on our students.
This is also maybe that you mentioned that desire that for the baby, not they don't have to be in the fine arts to participate in this, and maybe some of that rubs off into classroom efforts as well as maybe the fine arts area.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, I've stressed to the teachers as they promote this now in their classrooms, I said, you don't have to be the top fine arts kid to really gain a lot out of this workshop. And it may be for that student that is looking for something to find their niche and to find their passion. And the passion may not be in the fine arts, but just some of the lessons to be learned in the 3 days, I think can apply in a lot of areas.
What does it take to get them here? Is it, what do you need? Anything you need from the community for them being here? Do you need housing? Do you need support? Do you need meals for them to be here for that 2 or 3 days? Do you need from the community? Can you say that yet?
Yeah. The Clinton Fine Arts is working with us. One of the things that they do, these are college students, so we will be looking for host families. And host families are... there's about 40 to 45 in a Young Americans cast. So we're probably looking at 15 to 20 families that are willing to take in 2 or 3 of these students over the 3 days. So they have a place to sleep and provide a few meals on that. I think the other thing, and I know Dave Severite and the Clinton Fine Arts are taking, we're trying to create a scholarship fund. So the cost of the workshop is $59 for the 3 days. We don't want finances to be a determining factor whether a student who's really interested wants to participate in that. I do know that if any businesses or individuals would like to donate towards a scholarship fund to make sure that students have this opportunity, they could contact the Clinton Fine Arts or Dave Severite.
You excited to have them come? I know you wrote about it, so...
Yeah, absolutely. I think when people... Clinton hasn't experienced it, so it's hard to describe. When they get here and the vibes they'll bring out with our kids, and then the performance you'll see on Tuesday night, October 9th, then people will see the power of the Young Americans. So, yeah, I'm very pumped up. I know what's coming. It's just a matter of getting that communication out in the community and what a great opportunity it is for our students.